The Summer Olympic Games are underway in Greece. In a moment, we'll get the latest news from NPR's Tom Goldman in Athens. But first, as a little warm-up, we bring you some Olympic trivia. The first recorded Olympic champion was a Greek cook. He was a runner by the name of Choroibos. Originally, the runners wore loincloths, but then a man named Orsippus of Megara ran naked, and nudity became the standard. If you think trampoline is a trivial Olympic sport, consider this. In 1900, two events you could have followed were pigeon shooting and tug of war. We turn now to Olympic historian David Walachinsky. He's the author of The Complete Book of the Summer Olympics, where we dug up some of these factoids, and he joins us from Athens.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Can you take us back to the ancient Olympic Games, 776 BC? If you could go in a time machine, what would we see?
You wouldn't see advertising, though you would have seen corporate sponsorship. You know, there's a myth that the ancient games were pure, as opposed to the way our games are. But in fact, there was all sorts of, I wouldn't call it substance abuse, but the athletes would take whatever they could to increase their performance. You know, it was just, you know, special herbal supplements and whatever medicinal magic the team trainer could put together. There was cheating, there was changing of countries because some country gave you a better deal. Very little is different.
This jumped out at me. One of the more famous competitors in the early days was Alexander the Great.
Well, not only Alexander the Great, but even Nero. You know, Nero competed and he made sure that everybody, you know, fell off their chariot so that he could win. You know, he set it up so that he could win in typical dictator fashion.
You're in Athens now. What's the most interesting trivia you've seen so far from these games?
There's an archer from Germany, Cornelia Vuhl, who is 7 months pregnant, which I believe makes her twice as pregnant as any athlete who has previously competed in the Olympics.
Olympic historian David Walachinsky, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
David Walachinsky is the author of The Complete Book of the Summer Olympics. He joined us from Athens, where he's a commentator for NBC. And actually, before you go, one more question. We know the early Olympic athletes like to run in the nude. Has there been any reaction there in Athens to the women athletes of the Olympics in Playboy?
I actually have tracked the history of Olympic athletes posing in the nude. It was Aurelia Dobre, the Romanian gymnast. She's in the record books as the first Olympic athlete to pose nude in Playboy, although it was the Romanian edition of Playboy.